A scholar well known for his work on poverty, race, and inequality, will speak on Friday at Western Michigan University. William Julius Wilson teaches in the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. He's also the author of several books on the issues of urban poverty and race. I spoke with William Julius Wilson earlier this week. In 2013, how much can we say that poverty is still linked to race, and how much are there other factors that explain it?
Well, poverty is certainly linked to race. One of the legacies of previous racial discrimination, racism and discrimination, is that a disproportionate number of blacks are still poor, lacking the skills and education. And in this day and age, that is a recipe for failure because, unlike in previous years, advancements in society are increasingly based on educational qualifications.
Wilson says the demand for high-tech workers and increasing competition of cheap labor in other countries is especially harmful to workers without the proper skill or education.
If you don't have the skills or a decent education in this global economy, your chances for mobility are minimal.
Does that gap there between skilled and unskilled workers help explain, at least in part, the growing income disparity, growing income inequality that we see?
Yeah, it's definitely related to the growing inequality as educated workers, what we call the college premium, those who benefit from a college education and advance postgraduate education, are moving further and further away from the rest of society in terms of a widening gap, income gap.
Wilson says his research shows that the problem of poverty has become worse in many urban areas, such as Detroit. He says while many inner cities have been poor for decades, the number of jobs available has declined. Wilson says that leads to higher unemployment and more long-term joblessness.
You know, more than 40% of today's unemployed workers have been without work for over 6 months, and a disproportionate percentage of these are black workers. This is the highest rate of long-term unemployment since the Great Depression. And all of the problems that I associate with joblessness, as described in my book, When Work Disappears, published in 1996, have been magnified during this period.
And is Detroit perhaps a good example of some of what we've been talking about here, because it was at one time a city where people could find good work without a college education, mainly through the auto industry, and those jobs now have been shrinking rapidly over the last several years?
Absolutely. If I were going to think of some cities to provide examples for what I am saying, Detroit would certainly be one of them.
What's the solution, or maybe a couple of ideas? I mean, one solution probably seems a little simplistic, but what are a couple of ideas that might get at some of the long-term systemic problems which cities like Detroit have had?
It's a very, very difficult question, but there are some things that we can do. I would like, for example, to see President Obama support a bill that would target areas of high unemployment, like some of the inner-city neighborhoods in Detroit, target areas of high unemployment with job creation strategies. For example, you might flood these areas with public sector jobs for people who can't find jobs in the private sector, you know, jobs that range from cleaning up parks and playgrounds to working on the infrastructure. Such a program would address high unemployment in a lot of these inner-city neighborhoods, but would also combat high joblessness in white, Hispanic, and Asian areas as well.
Wilson says one proposal in the U.S. House would have helped address the problem of joblessness and poverty. California Democrat George Miller introduced legislation in 2010 and again in 2011 that would have provided money to state and local governments to help create jobs in the areas with the highest jobless rates.
What his bill calls for is create public sector jobs and fund salaries for private sector on-the-job training. Now, this is just one example of something we could do if we had the will. And I have no illusions that such a program would be seriously entertained at this time, but it's something to keep on the table.
Harvard professor William Julius Wilson will speak Friday night at Western Michigan University. The dinner program will help raise money for the Lewis Walker Institute for Race and Ethnic Relations. More information and a longer version of this interview can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.